You're listening to SBS News.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says he's not too arrogant to change his decision on corporate tax rates for businesses with a yearly turnover between $10 and $50 million. Mr. Shorten said earlier, if elected, he'd roll back the lowered rates the Turnbull government had pushed through Parliament for those businesses. Now, after meeting with senior members of the Labor Party leadership, he's acknowledging his initial decision caused confusion and uncertainty.
It's become clear in recent days, after lengthy consultation with business and colleagues, that any proposition to change already implemented tax rates, in other words, tax rates which are already applying from 1 July this year, before a federal election, was creating great uncertainty. So today I and our colleagues have decided to amend our position, and the message really is to business in Australia, to the 99% of business in Australia, that Labor will make sure that you pay the same or lower tax under a Labor government.
But Industry Minister Christopher Pyne's told Sky News Mr. Shorten can't even backflip properly.
He's bungled his backflip, and we all know it's in his DNA to actually not support these company tax cuts. You all voted against it in the House of Representatives and the Senate, if you remember. And who trusts Bill Shorten to keep his word anyway? So you've bungled your backflip, and no one trusts your leader anyway to keep his word. If he wins the next election, straight afterwards, everyone knows he will go back and belt small business. Oh.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has again accused Mr. Shorten of making so-called captain's calls, moves without the collaboration or full support of the party. Labor's finance spokesman Jim Chalmers says that's not true.
The position which was articulated earlier in the week was not a position pulled out of thin air. It was a position which was being considered and recommended to Bill by the Expenditure Review Committee, or the Shadow Expenditure Review Committee of the Shadow Cabinet, of which we are all a part. We take decisions collectively, we take responsibility collectively.
Opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen has gone a step further, saying the level of consultation in the party room is historic.
No combination of leader and economic team has produced more economic reform, more economic policy than this team, Bill Shorten, and his economic team over the last 5 years. None. Not in government, not in opposition. Negative gearing reform, family trust reform, dividend imputation reform. Work through carefully, collaboratively, methodically between the leader and his economic team. And that is just as is the case in this instance.
Malcolm Turnbull says Mr. Shorten's position is, in a word, humiliating and proves he has no authority within his own party. He says the opposition leader can't keep the same policy position for a week.
Now he's chopping and changing. Business needs to have the certainty of knowing what the tax rate is going to be now and into the future.
Mr. Turnbull says no one has faith in the opposition leader.
It's clear that Bill Shorten is not in charge. What he's done is demonstrated the frailty of his leadership, and he's undermined yet again any trust people can have in him as a potential or alternate Prime Minister. What he's given today is a vote of no confidence in Australian business and a huge vote of no confidence in himself.
The government has legislated future cuts that drop the corporate tax rate even further to 25% in 2026-27. But Mr. Shorten says that would be repealed if Labor wins the next election. He says he would repeal any tax cuts for businesses with turnovers above $50 million. Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.